Questions 1 to 4.
You will hear a conversation between a girl, Jane, and her brother, Michael, about a Spanish family who are coming to visit them in England.
Michael, you know that Spanish family Mum and Dad met in Spain last year?
Yeah, the Sanchez family.
That's right. Anyway, they're coming to stay next month. They haven't been to England before, so Mum wants us to help plan a really good week for them. Can we give her some suggestions?
Well, they must spend a day in London seeing the famous places like Buckingham Palace and the Tower of London. Perhaps they could go on one of those open-top buses and see everything from there.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you think the children will like that?
How old are they?
One's 12 and the other's 9.
Oh, that should be okay then. What about a trip to the car museum at Bewley on another day?
Oh, no. I found that car museum so boring. I don't think any of them would like that.
Well, I think most people find museums boring. But it's what people do when they visit another country, isn't it?
Not necessarily. They might want to do more outdoor activities or perhaps go to some shows or plays or something.
I know. There's a big open-air pop and jazz festival in Southampton. Do you think they'd like that?
That sounds better. What about taking the kids windsurfing as well? I think they might enjoy that, don't you?
Fine. And what about tennis? Do you think we could still get tickets for the Open Tennis competition in Bournemouth? There are some famous players there this year.
I'm sure we could, but I wonder if the family like tennis.
I don't know. So let's just write a list of all the things they could do, then get Mum to phone Mrs. Sanchez tonight. The family can talk it over and then phone back if we need to book anything.
Brilliant! Let's start the list.
Questions 5 to 8.
You will hear an interview with someone who is involved in the music business.
My next guest is James Hyland, the young Irish entrepreneur who has been behind all sorts of music projects. The latest is Bubble TV, a music channel without advertising breaks. James, welcome.
Hi.
You're 23 now, but you launched yourself into the music world while you were still at school, didn't you? You were a very young starter.
Yes, I was 12 when I started my own radio station in my house. I played music I liked. The station was called Happiness. Not a good name, I know, but I was young. I would have been happy if it had been just the neighbours listening, but it soon became clear that I'd attracted a lot of fans and I was invited to play at events. I ploughed all the money I made from that back into the station. It got very big and I got noticed.
Weren't people amazed when they found out you were 12?
Yes, but they were far more amazed when they discovered that I was organising concerts by some of the biggest bands on the British music scene when I was just 16. That also attracted a lot of jealous rivalry. At 12, people are pleased for you. People are happy and encourage you. But when you're just a little older and running a successful business, it can be more of a threat.
So how did your career in music progress as you got older?
When I was 16, I started working with a local radio station. I didn't stay too long, as I didn't like having a boss. But I didn't just complain and carry on going into work. I ditched the job and set up my own studio at my home in Cork in Southern Ireland and began producing commercials from there. Along the way, I'd already started promoting well-known bands. I managed to bring in some fantastic acts to play.
Questions 9 through 12.
Two overseas students called Spiros and Hiroko have just finished the first semester of their university course. They are discussing with their English language teacher how they coped with the course.
Before we start, Spiros and Hiroko, thanks for coming in today to talk about your recent study experiences, and congratulations to you both in doing so well in your first semester exams.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss with you the value of the English for Academic Purposes course you did here last year before starting your university course. Spiros, if I could start with you, what parts of the program have now proved to be particularly valuable to you?
I think that having to do a seminar presentation really helped me. For example, a couple of weeks ago in our marketing subject, when it was my turn to give a presentation, I felt quite confident. Of course, I was still nervous, but because I had done one before, I knew what to expect.
Hmm.
Also, I know I was well prepared, and I had practiced my timing. In fact, I think that in relation to some of the other people in my group, I did quite a good job, because my overall style was quite professional. What about you, Hiroko?
That's interesting. In my group, I was really surprised by the way the students did their presentations. They just read their notes aloud. Can you believe that? They didn't worry about their presentation style or keeping eye contact with their audience. And I remember that these things were really stressed to us in the course here.
So, how did you approach your presentation, Hiroko?
Well, to speak frankly, I read my notes too. At the time, it was a relief to do it this way, but actually, when I had finished, I didn't feel any real sense of satisfaction. I didn't feel positive about the experience at all.
This is the end of part 2.